Hey there, direction seekers. This is Riley Hart, your guide through the tangled web of life, here to help you untangle those knots and find your path. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, self-love. Not that mushy-gushy, Instagram-worthy kind of love, but the real deal, the kind that empowers you, fuels your passions, and helps you navigate this crazy journey called life with grace and confidence. You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and instead of seeing a person deserving of love and respect, you see a list of flaws? Or when your inner critic whispers negativity louder than your wildest dreams? We've all been there, right? But here's the thing, cultivating self-love isn't about becoming perfect or denying our imperfections. It's about accepting ourselves, flaws and all, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and compassion we extend to our dearest friends. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for tripping over their own 2 feet, right? So why do we subject ourselves to such harsh judgment when we stumble? Self-love is about building a foundation of acceptance and understanding. It's about recognizing your strengths, celebrating your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem, and learning to forgive yourself for the mistakes, because let's be real, everyone makes them. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. It takes conscious effort, a commitment to shifting your mindset, and a willingness to embrace vulnerability. But the rewards are immense. When you practice self-love, you unlock a powerful source of inner strength and resilience. You become less susceptible to external pressures and criticism, and you radiate confidence that draws people to you like moths to a flame. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-love journey. 1. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine smile from a stranger. These little moments add up. Focusing on what you have rather than what you lack cultivates a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. 2. Challenge your inner critic, that voice in your head that whispers negativity. Time to call it out. Recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Replace them with positive affirmations and focus on your strengths. You're capable of amazing things, believe me. 3. Treat yourself like a VIP. You deserve to be treated like royalty, even if you're wearing sweatpants and haven't showered in 24 hours, we all have those days. Indulge in activities that bring you joy, whether it's taking a long bath, reading a good book, or dancing around your living room like nobody's watching. You deserve to feel pampered and celebrated. 4. Set boundaries with grace. Saying, no, is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Learn to set healthy boundaries in your relationships and prioritize your well-being. Protect your energy and time, and don't be afraid to walk away from situations that drain you. Remember, saying, yes, to yourself sometimes means saying, no, to others, and that's okay. 5. Embrace imperfection. You are a work in progress, just like everyone else. Let go of the need to be perfect and celebrate your unique quirks and imperfections. It's what makes you, well, you. Remember that time you tried a new recipe, and it turned out disastrously? Maybe you burnt the cookies, or the pasta was sticking together like glue. You felt frustrated, right? But did you throw in the towel and declare yourself a culinary failure? I hope not. You probably laughed it off, learned from your mistakes, and tried again. That's self-love in action, embracing those failed attempts as learning opportunities and building resilience along the way. Self-love isn't a destination. It's a journey filled with twists, turns, and occasional detours. But remember this. You are worthy of love, compassion, and acceptance, exactly as you are. So go ahead, treat yourself like the precious gem you are, because you deserve all the love in the world. Okay, direction seekers, that's it for today's episode. Remember to practice those self-love affirmations, challenge your inner critic, and treat yourself with kindness. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.